At Montana Farms near Yuba City, huge drag scrapers level a rice field in preparation for planting. The rice grown in the Sacramento Valley is primarily medium grain rice. Nicole Van Vleck with Montana Farms says the high gluten sticky rice is perfect for sushi.
So if you're eating sushi rice in New York or in Florida or San Francisco, you're most likely, you know, undoubtedly going to be eating California rice, which we refer to as Calrose.
Van Vleck stands next to a water pump that's flooding the field behind her.
So this is water that's coming from the Feather River. And the Feather River is just due east of us. We divert out of the Feather.
Northern California farmers typically have plenty of water compared to those in the South, even during dry years. They often profit by selling water to the South. But Dan Sumner, an agriculture economist at UC Davis, says not this year.
This is the first time I know of where we cut back rice acreage because surface water allocations were cut so severely to water districts north of Sacramento.
Montana Farms gets water for its 5,000 acres from several different water districts. But Van Vleck says the change will mean a huge decrease in plantings.
I've been here at Montana Farms for 20 years, and it's unlike anything I've ever had to deal with. The uncertainty this year, day to day, things change. Right now, we are down 48% over last year.
That figure is with the recent increase in allocations made possible by spring rains. The California Rice Commission estimates that rice farmers will leave 100,000 acres, or about 20% of their fields, fallow. Van Vleck says medium grain rice from California is a very thinly traded commodity worldwide.
If you have California being reduced, and California does export at least about half of their crop, and so if California is affected because of the drought, it all of a sudden changed the price of medium grain substantially.
Dan Sumner says it's already happened.
Farmers were getting between $15 and $20 a sack of rice. That's a 100-pound sack of rice. It's now up in the range of 25 or 30 or more.
At Odo's Marketplace in Sacramento, the price shot up at the beginning of the year. Russell Odo is the general manager of the store, which specializes in Asian foods. He says by the time the increase trickles down to the customer, it will only be slight.
A lot of the distributors and everybody, you know, went in increments. So it wasn't that you don't see a big price raise all at one time. But by May or June, it might go up a little bit more from what my prices are now.
The economic impact may be felt more directly in other places. Rice farmer Walt Trevithan says he'll plant about 350 acres of rice on his farm in the Sacramento Valley. He usually plants about 500. He says it's enough to make it through the drought, but he worries about the effect on small communities.
Everybody that's raising less of anything, it's going to affect all the communities. Because, you know, there's always that trickle down of how many times our dollars get multiplied through the communities. And that certainly affects it. You know, less fertilizer, less fuel, less everything being used.
Rice dryers, rice mills and storage facilities, equipment dealers all rely on the rice industry and all will be affected by the drought. But what worries rice farmers the most is the possibility that California could see more dry years ahead. Again, Nicole Van Vleck.
We have this wonderful system of customers that count on us each and every year. And I don't know that they'll all be able to be serviced this year. Someone else will fill that void. You might not get the customer back.
And economists say that's the danger. Suppliers need a reliable quantity of rice or they'll just go elsewhere. The drought or future droughts may send a signal to the world market that California rice isn't reliable. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.